conducting a regional gender responsive questioning training, and we are happy to be in Gyeongju, where we have 5 other counties participating. Riverside, Sangdo, Gwangju, Maryland, Riverji, including Gyeongju. And the target group consists the fiscal superintendent, the project planners, the county general coordinators, the head of youth groups, the head of women groups, or women-led CSOs, the head of the disabled organizations participating in this workshop. And what the workshop is about is what we call it gender responsive budgeting. And gender responsive budgeting, what it means is like inclusive participation, the budget taking into consideration of the different needs of the different target groups, like men, women, people living with disabilities, children as well. So we are, our aim is trying to prepare these targets for upcoming county development sittings, like the county development agenda, the budget sittings, the open budget sittings or hearings, and what have you, other community development processes.
Students are women, have not been included in the process since when you have come out to this sensitization.
I shouldn't say that women haven't been included, but the level of participation has been very low. It's not only women, because when we deal with gender concerns, it also concerns women, it concerns people living with disabilities, it concerns the youth.
What do we hope to achieve from this 3 days training workshop?
So what we hope to achieve from this workshop is that, as Minister of Finance and Development Planning is leading on the fiscal decentralization, you know, the decentralization has begun. We are in the process of the deconcentration, and we have the county service centers that have been established in the counties. So we are also preparing these target groups so that as Minister of Finance Development Planning are carrying out the fiscal decentralization, they are already aware of the different gender needs, how the budget is allocated and what have you. So that when the budget setting is about to take place, we will also advocate that we have trained them, they have the requisite knowledge to participate and the know-how to articulate in these different processes.
What have been some of the concerns being raised specifically by women from Liberia?
Some of the concerns being raised from these trainings we've been having is not only from the women, it's from the people living with disabilities, and even the men are also in the know of these concerns. So most of the concerns is that when they have county development processes or programs ongoing, they usually call in as observers, so they are not able to say their concern, but they just sit there and look on. But we wanted to be very inclusive, we wanted to be participated, and we want the representation of these different groups to be a part of it, because it's a serious general concern and it's very important for the needs and the concerns of the different target groups to be taken into consideration as it relates to budget allocation at the county level.
What next after this training workshop?
So after the training workshop, we are going to follow up with the different groups. These are head of different organizations, and ensure that they also sensitize their group members in the different counties, and we will ensure that when they have these county settings, these people that are trained should be the ones to be represented, because they have gone through the training, they know the issues, and they are better able to articulate and participate in those processes.